First United Methodist Church, 1421 Spruce Street in Boulder. Do stay tuned. This is Community Radio, KGNU, Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Cabaret on your community-supported radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tonight on Cabaret, we are pleased and honored to have Bobby Masano in here solo with two guitars, so it's a trio, as
I
heard.
If I could play them all together, it would be great.
Fantastic. So stay tuned for the next hour. We're going to have some great stories and some wonderful blues music. Bobby, if you would, please, let's have some tunes.
You got it. Life is perfect, there ain't no doubt. Got everything I need, got it all figured out. And I really gotta tell you, that's why I don't sing the blues. Tons of bucks in the bank, ain't no stress in sight. Blue skies and clear sailing, we gonna party tonight. And I really gotta tell ya, that's why I don't sing the blues. The car always runs, check always comes, no Paxil or Xanax for me. Just bought a new shirt, I'm gonna hit that pay dirt. So why don't you ride with me? It's a beautiful day to be angry, but I don't care. No one can ruin the way I feel. And I really gotta tell you, that's why I don't sing the blues. Never runs, check never comes, just got some soul off for me. I can't buy a new shirt, I never hit that pay dirt. And everyone wants to ride for free. My life, it ain't perfect, all I have is doubts. Don't have anything I need, and I'll never figure it out. And I really gotta tell you, yeah, that's why I sing the blues. Well, I wish I could tell you that I don't sing the blues.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us a few minutes late, this is Cabaret on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And tonight we have Bobby Masano in the house playing a wonderful Seagull guitar currently.
Yes, endorsements.
Yes.
Love endorsements. Go
beautiful,
down.
Beautiful, beautiful Canadian, right?
Yeah, go down, Seagull. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent stuff.
Except they take their Seagulls because they're cheaper. They can break if they have to. You didn't hear that. Sorry, Bob. I love them. They're great.
What was the name of that tune?
That's why I don't sing the blues. Actually, that's the, one of the things with one of the things with being a songwriter, mm-hmm. is truthfully, you have to be tongue-in-cheek, You have to make fun of yourself and stuff. So, and in the blues community, it's always been, the blues community, they're sort of interesting. Mm-hmm. And for many years, I was always told, you're not a blues artist. You played with Lou Gramm. You played with, Steve Winwood. But so I wrote that because that's why I don't sing the blues. Mm-hmm. And it's a very tongue-in-cheek song. And it was the title track of I think, four albums ago. So four CDs ago. Right. Cool song.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not really familiar with Bobby Masano, look him up. We're going to talk about it a little bit more here. And he's, you'll hear his guitar on over 50 labels. That's what I read.
Yeah, a lot of records. This is the most famous, but it's for, this one. Okay. Sometimes I give an album away if somebody guesses that. What is it? The MTV jingle. Right. So that was me. Mm-hmm. You know, I got paid triple scale. It was great. I went into the studio and sat with a computer, and they said, here, play this. And I went, what is it? They said, we have no idea. There was the little guy on the screen with the, you know, the spaceman.
Oh, right.
Yeah, all I saw was that, and then they had a drum machine on a Mac computer and a bass line. It was, you know. And I went, what is this? They said, we don't know. It's something called music television. I went, what is music television? I said, we have no idea. And I went, oh, okay. Hey, I'm making $850. Cool.
What year was that? Can you recall?
I had just come back from Wynwood, so it was probably the end of 81, maybe the beginning of 82. And literally nobody knew what it was. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, I have major allergies. I've been all over the country, but I'll be coughing all night. Nobody knew what it was. And I was like all excited, and this is really cool. And then they played it for like 25 years, and I made $850 from...
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, a couple of those things.
Bobby, let's have another one of your wonderful tunes.
I'll tell you what. This is one of my favorite tunes. There's a story behind this. Mm-hmm. I'll tell it as quickly as I can. I always say that if you're a writer or whatever you do, you have to be careful what you say to people. And this is one of those songs that sort of proved my point. I wrote it when I was going through a divorce. Many divorces. Anyway, I wrote it to make myself feel better. And it was called Drowning in a Sea of Hope, which is not a very positive thought. But I changed it to Take Me to the Sea of Hope. And it originally went, I demoed it, and then it went to Eric Clapton for the Pilgrim album. And Eric demoed it. Did not put it on the record. There is a demo someplace, and he told me there's a demo, but he won't give it to me. But it came out on my Holden Ground album. And this is the point of this story, which is that I got an email from a guy in Czechoslovakia. And he said, I want to thank you. He said, because I have your CD, Holden Ground, and you have a song on it called Sea of Hope. And he said, and you saved my life because I was going to commit suicide. And I thought you were speaking to me. And I was floored, because that's about the best thing you could ever do in a life, to save a life. So this is a real positive song. It's called Sea of Hope. The day you're born, you get a pat on the back. Kick you out the door, some never come back. Live your life, be a good, honest man. Working hard, do the best you can. You feel unbalanced, you feel confused. You know you're lonely, you've been abused. Don't you worry, boy, it's gonna end. God's standing out there to lend you a hand. And even in the darkest night, a beautiful light can shine. Take me to the sea of hope. Swimming free with no lifeboat. Take me to the sea of hope. I feel the love in the sea of hope. You're overqualified, you're underrated. An underachiever or a disbeliever. Advantage taken. Shaking, gotta do right. Mama gotta bring home the bacon. Dollars rule our lives. Love just runs and hides. A touch of kindness is on a library shelf. We're out for everything with no concern for anything. Angels in our doorways are always pushed away. And even in the darkest night, a beautiful light can shine, turn you to the sea of hope. Swimming free with no life boat, turn me to the sea of hope. I feel the love, I feel the love. Turn me to the sea of hope. Swimming free with no life boat, turn me to the sea of hope. I feel the love.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
I love songwriting. That's such a great way to, it's cathartic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can tell a story and you can tell people, you know, what's going on. You can talk about life. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what this is all about.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. You know. Storytelling.
I'm so happy to be here. and I'm drinking coffee.
You are.
I did 36, oh no, I'm sorry, 29 hours driving in the last 3 days. So.
Right, you say you just came back in from Cedar Rapids.
Well, I went New York to Cleveland to Cedar Rapids, and then Cedar Rapids to Fort Collins. So,
mm-hmm. You know. And Fort Collins is home now.
Yeah.
You said you've been here like 10 days out since June.
I moved here at the beginning of June. Yeah, I think I've actually been here 17 days. So, and everybody's going, hey, you're back. And I'm like, yeah, I'm back. And then I leave.
Do laundry and I'm leaving.
I know. Friday I'm doing with the benefit. We can talk about the benefit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And what I was going to bring up to that is if you're, ladies and gentlemen, if you're enjoying what you're hearing here, and I am, and I'm sure you are too, the Soiled Dove, this Friday, the 27th, you can see Bobby at the Soiled Dove and also at the Fox on the 5th of November. And that's going to be a hurricane relief with Sarah Neville and a few other people, and the Soiled Doves with Richie Furay.
Oh, Richie Furay, yeah.
Right,
he's
right.
A lot more important than mm-hmm. I am. Mm-hmm. And that's funny because some of the first shows that I did when I was when I went pro were with Pogo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
You know, so I still, what is it?
It's Swallow Hill is the show.
Swallow Hill, yes.
I have Soiled Dove written down. I am incorrect.
What is the Soiled Dove? We should go there.
I'm going there tomorrow.
Maybe
actually.
Did they have brews there?
I have Soiled Dove on the mic. It's at Swallow Hill.
Swallow Hill. And then the 5th is the Fox. Yeah, it's the Rocky Mountain Hurricane Relief group
right.
that I belong to. It's and I just happen to be I happen to be in for this one Friday, and I have to go to Vegas on Saturday, and then I have to go to Topeka, Kansas, the next Friday, and then literally driving right back for the Fox.
Oh, wow.
Like the next morning, so it's going to be interesting.
More coffee, huh?
Yeah. 2 o'clock loading, yeah, a lot of coffee. So, oh, my.
Bobby's also got 7 solo CDs out, he told me to tell you guys. Most recent one's called Bad Movie.
Yes.
It's got 6 Grammy first round nominations.
Yes, Best Video, which you can see on YouTube. It's for Bad Movie. Mm-hmm. There's 4 videos for the CD, but it's Best Video, Best Engineering, Best Contemporary Blues, which is the most important, Best Americana Song, Best Americana Performance, and Best Packaging. As you've noticed, did you look at this package? It's like,
Jimmy handed it to me about 15 minutes
right.
ago.
it's amazing. I mean, look at the front cover.
Yes, I have seen
and
that.
Look, mm-hmm. And look at the back cover. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fabulous. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jimmy. Who did your artwork?
Jimmy Antonucci did the front cover, and then let's see, Christopher Wayne did the back cover, and there's stories behind both of them. But mm-hmm. it's a fabulous record. I'm so proud of it. I went back to producing myself on this one, and it's the co-writing on it is spectacular. John Tiven, who has written for everybody from Buddy Guy to he just did a Handsome Dick Manitoba album actually. Mm-hmm. He's written for Tedeschi Trucks. He co-wrote 15. Larry Weiss, who wrote Rhinestone Cowboy and mm-hmm. Bend Me, Shape Me Anyway.
Oh, you want me?
He wrote 3 songs on it, and Steve Kalinich, who wrote with Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys, wrote one. And it's just a great record.
Mm-hmm. And folks can find it on your website?
On the website.
And what is your website?
It's bobbymessano.com, M-E-S-S-A-N-O. it's on iTunes. In fact, almost all my records are on iTunes. On Amazon. It's on the website.
Mm-hmm. All the typical places. Spotify.
Yes, CD Baby. Mm-hmm. Nope. Spotify. I will not do Spotify. No, I'm one of those anti-Spotify people.
Okay.
Yeah, there's reasons. Pandora. Mm-hmm. You know, but mm-hmm. A lot of the other ones, you know, Rhapsody, but Spotify mm-hmm. won't do. But okay. Actually, let's do a song from that.
Absolutely, please. What's the name of it?
This is one of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. John was getting on a plane in L.A., and I was living in Florida. I hid in Florida for a couple of months, about 9 months. And he called me from LAX. He was getting on a plane. He said, I'm going to read you these lyrics. He said, and then I'll email them from my phone when I get to the on the plane. And he sent me these lyrics. And the song is called Why Water a Dead Rose. And I started crying as soon as he gave them to me. And I'm a big Jimi Hendrix fan. Mm-hmm. I have a Jimi Hendrix story, I can tell you, too. But this is... this is one of the coolest songs I think I've ever done, so. There's no sunlight in this garden to start a new life, that's what you need. In spite of that, I took my chances. I took a shot and planted a seed. Call me optimistic, I suppose. To see it right in front of my nose. In this place where nothing grows. Why water a dead rose? Once there was hope of life. Yes, it was only one-sided. Now I can see soon you'll be on your way. I know you've already decided. You held up my hand, but you chose to leave me, that's the way it goes. But place where nothing grows. Why water the dead rose? So beautiful, there for the picking. I tried to stop time, but the clock kept ticking. You've even stopped calling. The petals have been falling, and nothing but thorns for the wake. Just ghosts and souvenirs that we carry in our hearts with our tears through the years. You know I got plenty of those. The pain and regret it still shows. But in this place where nothing grows, why water the dead rose? Chose to leave me, that's the way it goes. But in this place where nothing grows, why I wanna the dead grow, why I wanna dead road, why I want a dead road.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, that was Bobby Masano, and you're listening to an hour of Bobby and here on KGNU Cabaret. My name is Will Two-Step, and thank you for tuning in to Community Radio and supporting Community Radio, KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. That is a tune called Why Water a Dead Rose off of the new album, Bad Movie, yep. Cut number 3.
Yes, track number 3.
And thank you for giving the station this album.
Oh, absolutely, for sure.
Bobby Masano, born June 23rd, 1954, Teaneck, New Jersey.
Yes, home of the Isley Brothers.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, and Phoebe Snow.
Yeah, that I knew.
Yeah, right. Phoebe was my buddy. We used to play backgammon together on Monday nights.
Really?
Yeah.
Bobby and I, are full disclosure, are fellow New Jerseyans.
I try not to tell too many people, except I'm on the Bon Jovi site, so, you know. There's nothing I can do about it. No, they're my friends.
Those guys are great.
They're really great guys.
They're all really nice guys.
And Richie, remember when you used to audition for every band I left and you didn't get it, huh? Okay. Now you're rich. All right.
Bobby lives in Fort Collins now, and he's just got a way stellar track record, ladies and gentlemen. Stevie Winwood, Clarence Clemens, you've played with, the MTV jingle.
David Hasselhoff.
Huh? Peter Criss, Frankie the Knockouts, Stanky Brown, Stars.
Yeah, Stars. A lot of Stars fans. That's an interesting band because they... You know, I mean, everybody thought they were like a metal band, but they weren't. They were like a, you know, precursor to, I mean, they were sort of like Boston before Boston, but, you know, good songwriting, good playing, and everybody thought they were this big big metal band, and then we found out later that Metallica were like huge fans of Stars. I mean, they actually copied licks from them and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, Lars told Richie one time, and then Motley Crue, we love these guys, and we were like, we weren't really metal, but they were a really cool band, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, I went from, well, I mean, the Stanky Brown stuff was cool because you remember John Sherrill.
Sure. The Passaic Theater.
Yeah, the Capitol Theater in Passaic.
Capitol Theater.
Yeah, he was our manager. And so, you know, we literally were on the road with the Allman Brothers all the time and Dickie Betts and Kansas and Renaissance. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Renaissance. I'm still friends with Annie Haslam, actually. Oh, I love
that. That was Sire Records.
Sire, yeah. I was on Sire with them. Mm-hmm. And Seymour Stein and... Craig Leon, actually, and I still talked about those guys, but, you know, it was a really cool time, you know, because we were on the road, like, all the time. Boston, whoever was out there, we were opening for them, you know. Mm-hmm. I did the first show at Giant Stadium, and which was amazing. And
it's a big place.
You know, it was the very first show. It was Stanky Brown, Pablo Cruz, Steve Miller, and the Beach Boys.
Nice.
Yeah, and 2 days after my birthday in June. So.
Did you tour with that group, or was that one-time shot?
What, with Stanky?
No, that...
We toured with the... Frankie and I got toured with the Beach Boys, and then I did some shows with Steve Miller. That was just the one, you know. Okay.
One more story before we get some more music. We're coming up on halfway
really?
To the show here, yeah. Coming up on it.
See, if you go to my solo shows, they last like 3.5 hours and I don't shut up. So. Stop talking!
He did forewarn me that he's a storyteller, which is beautiful because this is part of the history of music.
You know, that's what the whole thing is about. Mm-hmm. And I actually have people come out and see me that have seen me for years and they go, damn it, man, you didn't tell him any stories. And I'm like, well, I'm sick tonight. Well, we don't care. Stop playing. Tell a story, you know. So.
1968. Janis Joplin, Big Brother and Holy Company, and Jimmy.
August 23rd.
Tell me about it.
Singer Bowl, Flushing Meadows, Queens. Sometimes I say I was a fetus because I don't want anybody to know how old I am, but everyone knows. How. A friend of mine went on Google and said, oh, hey, you're 63. And I'm like, yes, I'm 63. And, I went to Flushing Meadows. It was actually a really cool show. It was the Edwin Hawkins Singers open, and then it was Soft Machine, you know, Robert Hyatt, and I mean, God, John McLaughlin, who was the guitar player that eventually ended up with him. He's doing a tour with Jimmy Hearn. I can't remember, but I mean, then they didn't have the third, and my bass player's wife was working for the concert company. And I can't remember who they were, but they were doing summer shows at Singer Bowl. And they did not, they had a special guest, but the headliner was Hendrix. Mm-hmm. And which was, you know, to me, to this day, it's just amazing to have seen Hendrix. But they didn't say who it was because they figured it would be cacophony. It would be out of control. And it was Janis Joplin, you know. And the Chambers Brothers, who I love, were on after Soft Machine. And... And, you know, Big Brother came out and they were playing and nobody knew what was going on. And then Janis walked out, you know, with beads and hair flying and bottle of Jack or whatever she was drinking at that time. And the place went nuts, you know, and it was really cool. And, you know, and sometimes you wonder, sometimes you wonder if you're trumping it. If you're not telling the truth. I mean, sometimes you really wonder because... You know, you go through life and you forget. And there's actually YouTube videos of Hendrix. Mm-hmm. So I knew that I saw him. And I always swore that he was playing a guitar with his feet. Because he came out... I mean, he came out on stage and went... If you can just... Oh, and he was doing, you know, Are You Experienced? And I swore he had a guitar on the floor. And then I could never find anything. And there's this one YouTube video that he's playing, You know, and he's doing all your experience. I'm like, oh, geez, I, you know, my brain is playing tricks with me. And then his roadie, who I met later on in life, comes walking out and grabs the strats that's on the floor under his feet because he was doing a
right, keep
with his feet. And the whole song, and I was like, oh, my God, I was right. I saw Hendrix play two guitars at once. How cool is that? You
know? It wasn't an hallucination.
No, I knew it. I knew it. And I wasn't even doing drugs then. It was later. But so I always do a Hendrix tune. Mm-hmm. You know, every show I do a Little Wing or, you know, something and, you know, do a different version of it. And, but, oh, just changed my life. Oh, my God, it was good. You know, there were some of these things that happened that, you know, like meeting Clapton. You know, I met Clapton with Winwood. Winwood mm-hmm. took me to a Clapton show, and I was like, and I met Layla with Clapton. It was like, how much cooler does it get than mm-hmm. that? You know, you're meeting one of your idols with George Harrison's ex-wife, with your other idol, you know? So it's, what is, that's why I'm writing this book.
Mm-hmm. And what's the name of it? Does it have a title?
Bad Movie. It's a bad movie. The whole thing has been a bad movie. You know? And so I might as well just, and actually the subtitles are, you can't make this stuff up, you know, with a different word in there, but mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but you know, it's what should we do?
More music.
Yeah, let me do I got a good one. And
ooh, you going to drop D?
Yeah. And as you've noticed, I'm not, you know, I am not a traditional blues artist. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do Robert Johnson. I'll do a song later that's a Robert Johnson offshoot sort of. But I'm a contemporary blues artist. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you do shuffles and you play with, you know, Marshall amps and you play bigger stuff. You know, Stevie Ray was a contemporary, you know, Hendrix was contemporary. So it's different. It's not straight 1/4/5s and stuff. I write songs, you know, because songs are really important to me. I grew up in the Beatles, you know, mm-hmm. and then I loved blues and I had been listening to blues when I was a kid. I was listening to Freddie King when I was like 12 years old. So this was... this was on the album before Bad Movie, and that particular album, which is called Love and Money, went number one on the Billboard charts. It was in the top 10 on Billboard for, I think, 11 weeks, and then mm-hmm. it peaked at number one. I think I knocked my buddy Samantha Fish out. But I just wanted to write a song about getting old. You know, because we're getting old every mm-hmm. second. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're 1 year old or you're 100. You're getting old all the time. And I wanted to sort of write a Zeppelin kind of song because I had never done that. So this is called Seasons. It's running out of time through the season. like it's running out of time.
Bobby Masano here on KGNU Cabaret Room. Every Tuesday night from 7 to 8, we bring you live local music. And Bobby is now taking up residence in Fort Collins.
Yeah.
And thank you for becoming part of the Front Range.
I love this. This is great.
And thanks for coming in and sharing your talents with our listeners.
Absolutely. This is so much fun. I mean, and, you know, as I was coming in yesterday, I just was getting... The only other place I got this calm when I went home was Virginia Beach, you know, and I was saying that the whole community out in Colorado, I mean, it, you know, a lot of, I lived in Nashville for almost 20 years and it's an interesting place.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. I played with Rodney Atkins and Jimmy Wayne and, you know, a bunch of people. And I call it, they're not going to hear this, I call it No Soul City. But it's, I even wrote a song about it. I never told anybody it was about Nashville. I still record my albums there, but it's, you know, this has been such a nice experience to even, you know, just be here because everybody's just, it's a really cool musical community, all of Colorado, everywhere. And the only other place I felt that at home, well, the only other place was London and Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, wow, we're glad you're here. This is really cool. And I'm like, really? It's okay. I'm like Mr. Insecure, you know. Okay, thanks. Maybe I'll stay, you know.
Bobby, what are you listening to now that catches your ear?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I just don't listen to music. I listen to classical music, you know, and I listen to the Beatles channel. I listen to XM, you know, and I listen to blues. Well, I you know, I'm pretty disappointed with most stuff. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, I mean, it's just the bar is so low to me. I mean, I grew up in this time. You know, my peers were Jeff Beck and, you know, I mean, I had to be able to walk into a studio and play a whole record and do it in a day or 2 days and think of 25 parts for every song. And, you know, and it's just like, it's not like that anymore, you know, and even, I mean, in blues to me, I mean, look, I you know, I grew up listening to blues, but I didn't play it. And I liked playing it. And then I had this really nice career doing sessions, and mm-hmm. I played on a lot of records. And I went back to doing blues 27 years ago. And I always say I went back to doing blues because I was playing blues guitar on other people's blues songs, you know. And then over 27 years, I always say, I've done a bunch of interviews like this where I say I turned into a blues artist because I started seeing life as I got older in those 27 years. And I was always under the impression, wrongly probably, that blues and jazz were sort of untouchable. You know, this is really deep, important music, you know. And so over 27 years and, you know, a bunch of divorces and lots of people dying and going mm-hmm. through all sorts of trauma, I started writing blues songs. I mean, blues lyrics about my life. And I have this big bone with a lot of blues artists because I am so tired of hearing, I got the blues, I got the blues, I got the blues, the blues is bad, the blues is good, it's blues, it's blues, it's blues. Yeah, we know it's blues. Tell me what happened to you. I mean, it's really important to me. And you know who Charles Brown was? Mm-hmm. Oh, he was a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And I love Charles. You know, Merry Christmas, Baby. Oh, God, that voice. You know, and Charles said, you know, if anybody ever tells you you're not a blues artist, tell them, you know, I said to go, you know, F themselves. Because you write the story. And it doesn't matter if you didn't pick cotton. It doesn't matter if you grew up in the 30s or the 50s. It doesn't matter if you were poor, but you write your story about what's going on. And it's filled with joy and it's filled with angst. And to me, that's what the whole, you know, thing was about. It's very important to write your story, you know. And anytime I talk to, like, you know, yeah, I'm from New Jersey, but I still have a huge story to tell. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. there's a song. Well, here, I'll play it. Yeah. This is, I do want to do a couple more songs on
your album. Sure, absolutely.
This is,
Let's play music.
Yeah, this is a really important song to me, I think. This is another divorce song. But this is what I think it's supposed to be like. This is what blues is like. Ah, there's a lonely room where a lonely man sits. He thought he'd done his time, he hoped he'd done his bit, but she's gone away to make her life okay, and he's just holding ground. Ah, there was a time he thought he knew her well. Now she takes him for granted. He feels his heart's in hell. Little bird spread her wings, and she keeps spinning round. He keeps holding ground. When she went away, he thought his world would end, and his heart had broken in two. Now he's on his own. Will his heart still mend? 'Cause he's still dreaming for two. So the story goes, and it never ends. We live each moment one by one, 'cause he's gone away to make her life okay, and he's just holding ground. Thank you. His thought is won't end, and his heart is broken in two. Now he's on his own, with his heart still a man. He's still dreaming for two. And so the story goes, and it never ends. You live each moment one by one. Cause she's gone away to make her life okay. Little bird spread her wings, she keeps spinning round, and he's just holding ground. This is from Bad Movie, one of the political songs. I'm going down the road to oblivion, just me and my guitar. I'm going down the road to oblivion, traveling slow in the speed-up car. Don't know where I'm gonna end up. It doesn't matter if we don't get far. I'm going down the road to a bivin, traveling pretty light. If I get lost along the way, I'll find some soothing words to write. I'm going down the road to oblivion, gonna be a long dark night. You say you've been in my shoes, and you know about the blues. You must be extremely gifted. Well, let me tell you, friend, I won't say it again. You don't know that feeling till you've lived it. Well, I'm going down the road to oblivion. Have you been this way before? I'm going down the road to oblivion, and got feelings I can't ignore. Game over and no overtime, I can't make that one last score. Yeah! I can hear those church bells chime. I'm going down the road to oblivion. No, I'm not feeling fine. Ain't no rush, ain't no fuss, so I'm taking my sweet time. Ain't no rush, ain't no fuss, so I'm taking my sweet time. Rush, ain't no fuss, so I'm taking my sweet time. Yeah.
Yeah. Bobby Masano, ladies and gentlemen, here in KGNU's Cabaret. We're coming down to the last 10 minutes. Bobby, we've been chatting a little bit, a lot of good stories. You've been sharing a wonderful life stories. Thank you.
Yeah, I love this. Y'all, I hope you're all enjoying it out there. You guys enjoying it?
Yeah, we got the thumbs up from the control room. And by the way, George, thank you, George, for mixing the sound. As always, George Figgs on producer and engineer.
This is so much fun.
Thank you.
A good time.
How about some more music? We got 10 minutes. Let's squeeze some more tunes in.
We can do two.
Two. All right.
this is the song that's actually up for Best Americana song. It was done with there was a country artist named Alicia Elliott, mm-hmm. who I was her music director, and that was in 2001. She was an amazing artist, great singer. And she was actually up for an American Music Award in 2001. But she did a duet with me on this one, and it's called Water Under the Bridge. That's water under the bridge. It's all the time we'll allow. Well, that's water under the bridge. And this bridge is underwater now. Well, you can save a grand on your taxes while the earth spins off its axis, to careen into the void. Tell me, would you be annoyed if we suddenly had to face the finish line for the human race? Are you willing to believe that God's got something up his sleeve? If that's water under the bridge, it's all time will allow. But that's water under the bridge, and this bridge is underwater now. The future's always uncertain. Choose the familiar or what's behind the curtain. You have no right to act surprised, and all you have to do, open your eyes. Well, that's water under the bridge. It's all the time we'll allow. Well, that's water under the bridge, and this bridge is underwater now. Well, that's water under the bridge. It's all the time we'll allow. Well, that's water under the bridge, and this bridge is underwater now.
Beautiful stuff.
Really cool
beautiful
song.
Oh, you're gonna switch guitars finally?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. This yeah, we is gotta,
it's and it's award season, so we're in the middle of Grammy stuff, and and then I got to talk about that. Bad Movie was nominated for Hollywood Music and Media Award, which is really cool. So
Well, we mentioned that earlier. Was it a 6 or 8 for this album?
It's 6 on the
6 on this album. And in your lifetime, you said 34.
34 in 11 categories.
Nice.
I was up against Katy Perry. And I love Katy Perry. I really do. I think Katy Perry is a great songwriter. She's, I don't know if you've ever seen, known about her story, but it's really amazing. You know, living in her car and, you know, not doing a record deal because she wouldn't, you know, do what they wanted him to do. I think it's a great story. So we'll end with this one. This is what I usually end my sets with.
Excellent.
A little gospel tune.
All right. Before you do it, just real quick.
Yep.
Swallow Hill, Friday night. You can catch this gentleman along with Richie Ferre.
Right.
And on the 5th of November at the Fox with Cyril Neville and
a bunch of really cool people. People from Lettuce and Tedeschi Trucks and the funky electric something or other all-stars. musical all-stars. But the FEMA band.
The FEMA band.
And it's 100% of it goes to hurricane relief.
Well, thank you very much for donating your time.
This was really great of you to have me come in. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Please do. So, what's the name of this tune?
Guess life always works that way. Just unpack my suitcase in another cheap hotel. Guess life always works that way. Guess life always works that way. You work your life, but still you pay. Everybody shares that pain. That's just how you play life's game. Guess life always works that way. Say that evil lives in the heart. Let me tell you, I know that money's where it starts. There's so much more inside of you. So many things that you can do. Guess life always works that way. Guess life always works that way. You work your life, but still you pay. Everybody shares that pain. That's just how you play life's game. Guess life always works that way. Guess life always works that way.
Thank you. You have been listening to Bobby Masano on KGNU Cabaret, and that is bobbymasano.com, M-E-S-S-A-N-O, Fox Theater, 11/5, and Swallow Hill this Friday. Stay tuned for Elena and Cabaret.
Thank you.
This was the Cabaret program. Corriente.
We'll just continue this. Thank you all so much. Have a great night.
Good night.
Wow, that was amazing music, Bobby. And thank you so much, Will Two-Step. Thank you, George and the crew, for our Cabaret, the live music show. And thanks to you all, the listener members who helped support live music and who came out in really good numbers for our membership pledge last week. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. It's 1 minute after the hour of 8 o'clock, and this is Corriente.
En mi memoria, el tiempo corre. Soy el aroma de cedro y de copal. Sagrado mi derecho de pensar. La vida es corta, ya no me importa. Hay tantas cosas que quiero contigo que importan más. Mirar al cerro con este cielo, porque las nubes son donde sueño para vivir. La vida es bella y en mi memoria hay tantas cosas que cambian todo sabiendo amar. Te busco en todo y en cada estrella. Me sabe la vida tomar tu mano, doy vuelta al sol.
Es un retrato Benito Juárez, es el hermano de Guelatao. Es un retrato Benito Juárez, es el hermano de Guelatao.
Mazateco, Chontal, Ayuk, Chinanteco, Náhuatl, Huave, Chatino, Tacuate, Cuicateco.
Porque te traigo en el pensamiento Oaxaca. Porque te traigo en el pensamiento Oaxaca.
Tenemos orgullo de amar la tierra fecunda, el cordón umbilical.
El respeto al derecho ajeno es la paz.
El día y la noche, la mujer y el hombre, somos la gente del oro de Anáhuac.
El respeto al derecho ajeno es la paz.
Cada país merece respeto, el dinero no manda, la raza es la misma, la raza humana.
El respeto al derecho ajeno es la paz.
En un pueblo de la sierra, un gran zapoteca cambió nuestra tierra con este gran lema.